Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow with Honey. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Listen, those are three things that I proclaim over my life. Stay up, honey. Hold your head up. Chin up. Look up. Be aware. You know, find God in the day. Stay blessed. As long as you are blessed, you will not covet. You will not compare. All right? You will not complain. You will have a heart of gratitude. Stay encouraged. Because if you're like a person like myself, your dreams are bigger than your resources. Right? And when you are encouraged, you encourage others. So I love how I start off the podcast is because I'm already speaking life over myself and you when we listen back to this, because I believe that words are powerful. So like how I've come up with these declarations that I speak often over myself, I want you to find what your declarations are. Right? Because when I hear the word stay up, I think I know exactly what I mean. When I say stay blessed, listen, don't just talk about your haters or your enemies. You need to stay blessed that you have many haters, many enemies, so that you can have many people to love, many people to pray for, many people to do good to. Right? So that's the flip side of the thinking. And when you are encouraged, people that hate and people that are enemies and people that are not doing good to you, they're going to be encouraged by you because you are the opposite of who they are. And they know how low they went to hurt you. But they still didn't faze you. Guys, that's called an unbelievable blessing. And I am just a person who've seen God acknowledge me in such a way that I can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about when does acknowledging yourself turn into boasting? All right. So if you're new here, welcome to the platform. I believe that you're going to be blessed, not because I'm going to put on for you, but because I'm going to be exactly who I am for you. And I believe in God's creation so much that even if I'm not your cup of tea every single time, you could still sip on me. Because I'm still a good taste, all right? So let's get into the topic of today. When does acknowledging yourself turn into boasting? I say to this, and I'm going to allow the Holy Spirit to help me break this down, one third of the Trinity, is like how you know that you're boasting about yourself is when you're trying to convince yourself of what you're trying to boast about. You really don't have to boast when you are being who you are. When you are a doer of the description, your being or your doing the action speaks for itself. So you don't have to boast. People are going to acknowledge the action. People are going to acknowledge the difference. But if you have to go into a space and you have to hype yourself up by trying to gain the respect before you earn it, that's boasting. If you don't give people the opportunity to recognize your value, and you want them to value what you value about you, that's boasting. Boasting is saying, I went ahead and accomplished all these things just so you can look at me and say that I accomplished all these things because I did it just so I could put it in your face. That's boasting. But let me bring you into Honey's world. my entire life is a rollout of God's goodness and mercy following me. So when I open my mouth, there's confidence and self-love and awareness that oozes out of my pores. So even if I don't say I've done these particular things, my confidence has spoken. When someone is telling me a story or sharing some information, my discernment has spoken because I'm so self-aware. I'm discerning what they're saying to, you know, decode the character of the man or woman that's speaking to me. So my discernment starts being the brag. It's not that I said, I'm an author or I'm this ambassador. No, no, no. Day to day, you have to be the version of you that's such a high valued person, a high valued being, that the boast is being exactly who you are without having to be in that conference room. Without having to be in the office, you are respected in Publix. You know, when you go into Publix or when you are passing by people in transition, you don't have the time to run off your resume. You don't have time to tell people what you study for in college. They're looking for character. My character is the telltale signs about who I am. So when you, okay, the acknowledgement of myself is showing up and showing up knowing exactly who I am. So when I show up knowing exactly who I am less likely to take an offense of something that someone says to me and they're correcting my behavior, my attitude, right? Or my mindset. I am okay with them acknowledging that I need to change in an area. But when I am a braggadocious type of person, when someone is not acknowledging an accomplishment, then I can be offended by them seeing a weakness or imperfection. And I'm like, no, see what I want you to see. No, my acknowledgement as a child of God, I'm saying you can see all of me, and what you see, you will see God. So when you truly are a Christ follower, you don't have to boast. Who you are is the brag. And the brag is God is good. And God, the greater is he that's in me. And so I'm showing up, not just as a broken person, I'm showing up in wholeness. So if you are a person that every time you get around someone, you have to share your title to have the best experience, then rightfully so, you know that you're a nobody. And I'm not saying that you're not a nobody to somebody. You are nobody to your body. You are nobody to your person, because why would you go and make your identity around an accomplishment? Don't do that to yourself, because you're much more than the degree. You're much more than husband, wife. You're much more than just daughter. You were created with a purpose, right? And an all-knowing God created you. And so if you don't announce that you are a child of God above all the things, then that lets me know that you are not enough to you, and that you would do anything that you can to seek my validation of you. And a lot of people that seek my validation, I don't validate them because I'm not a person to validate you. And I avoid the avoidance of self. If people are avoiding themselves, that means they don't even trust themselves to know that they are a good person underneath all of the projecting. And it's a lot of work to get people to accept themselves as worthy. So if you are a person that the best compliment a person can give you is that you're degreed, that you have this corner office, and they never accredit your worth to your character. Like, you need to dig a little bit deeper on your compliments, right? Don't get so comfortable, you know, sniffing out how people acknowledge the world and the things that people are saying about the world, because those compliments are cheap. When you're talking about the kingdom way of life and kingdom living, oh, you're going to have to long suffer for some acknowledgement. And you don't even have to acknowledge yourself. Someone is going to come to you and acknowledge you and tell you how great you are. You don't have to even stand and say anything. People are going to come and tell you how they're finding value with you. And if that's never happened to you, and you're saying, Queen Lady Honey, that doesn't happen, that's because maybe you're talking too much and you're giving too much to the wrong areas. You need to give to you. You know, I take my time with me. Even though people love to be around me, I still got to take my time with me. I don't rush into anything. I don't rush into relationships. I just so people can acknowledge me as a title. I wish I would. Because I see so many people with a particular title that's unhappy. So I don't want to be another person that joins a pool of misery because I wasn't self-aware in a particular area, right? Because I care about who I am and who I'm becoming. So if you are a person that puts on, you know, the best smelling cologne, best smelling perfume, the best suit, the best watch, the best clothes, and you like, ah, see me now. Boy, you would hate to see me coming when I'm not as dolled up. When I'm on the track sweating and I don't look like much in the moment. And I'm so tired that I don't even have a boast in me, but other than saying, I don't want to do this. Still in that moment, I have value. If a person walks up, I can add to their life. So don't think that the acknowledgement is in home, car, status. It's inside of you. It's in your mind knowing that you accept yourself. Listen, I could not even imagine me living my life again without accepting me as enough. Right? Because if I don't see myself as enough, when a person tries to talk to me, I'm like, oh, they're going to try to talk to someone else. Why? Because I don't feel like I'm enough. And so I'm always going to think the person is, you know, scamming me out of love, scamming me out of faithfulness and loyalty. But when you know who you are, you eliminate you trying to go before a person saying, pick me because I am this. No, you pick me because I am that. I didn't have to say it. Right? Because he that finds a wife, he was already looking at the qualities to begin with. The same goes to friendships. There is not a friendship in my life that I had to go and be like, hey, please be my friend because I do this well. No, that person watched me and I watched them. So if you are a person that's boasting to be acknowledged, slow down. Why haven't you acknowledged you? Why don't you know that you're enough without it all? Because I've had and I've lost. I've had money and I've lost money. All right? And I had to understand. I remember the first time I had to downsize my life. And I'm like, man, why would I do this? Because I like the lifestyle, right? And I spoke to this woman when I was in a financial bind about 3 years ago. And she told me, this is how you should steward your finances. And I'm like, man, if I do exactly what she's asking me to do, then I would be in a better position, but I would have to take a loss, right? And the loss is at my ego and pride. But I did exactly what she asked of me. And she wasn't boasting about the things that she's acquired. She just looked at me and she knew that I could do the same thing. So on my journey to amass all of this level of success, it has already started here and now with me as the woman that I am. I am enough now before I gain any more education, before I gain any other title. It is me that's enough. That's the brag. But I don't have to brag about it because I listen to you compliment it. I listen to the things that people say about me. So if you're bragging, I say that you need to affirm yourself enough. You don't hear from yourself enough. You're the last person to say something good about you. And so you are fishing for a person or persons to agree that you are. There's some things that are unspoken that we don't need validation to be enough, to matter, or to be respected. It will happen. Whether your enemies, your haters, or the people that is cursing you or being hateful towards you, they cannot stop value. They cannot stop power. They cannot stop influence. So think about this. Have you ever done the thing that you thought would bring you a certain level of respect and it didn't? So I'm telling you, you don't even have to be the brightest to be respected. You don't have to have the most money to be respected. You don't have to boast because God created you. That is the brag, right? That God intentionally created all of us and none of us look the same. None of us sound the same. None of us do the same things. We all are different. So if we're going to brag or boast about anything, we should brag or boast about being a child of God. Don't allow that to be the last thing that you think that you could boast about. Because if I could say that I was a boasting type, then I am acknowledging that God is the head of my life. I'm boasting about God's miracles, him being a helper, him being a shepherd, right? Him being a banner of victory, right? Him being a counselor, a comforter. But I'm not bragging about me. See, when you have to brag about you, you are bigger than the program. And you need to be reprogrammed to say, I'm not saying think less of you. I think that you need to reprioritize things in your mind and your heart. And you first need to submit to God. Because when you submit to God, God is already validating you when you go to prayer, when you're reading his word. He's feeding you your kingdom identity. So you don't have to boast. You already walking, you're walking in the boast. You don't have to speak it. You're walking. You've inherited the knowledge of who you are. So when I go and I listen to certain things from some men and women and I'm hearing them big themselves up, I'm like, man, they are far away from God. Right? Because they were just a hearer of what they thought was accepted in society. But I'm telling you that I am a person that's not the most educated woman on earth. I'm not the most fit woman on earth. Listen, even with me not even liking fitness, I have a friend that loves fitness. And because she loves fitness, she got me a membership to a place just so I could step in the room to be associated with some of the people that she's associated with. That's not because I bragged and fibbed about me liking fitness and being a... No. I showed up as myself, as faint, as weak, as flawed, you know, with help taking care of myself, but still a door opened. I didn't have to boast to be acknowledged, right? I have other people that invite me to trainings and things of that such, all because I ask to say, hey, I want to be trained up. Not because I'm like, I'm doing this to be a better person and I'm getting this type of education. No. I don't even tell people what I have going on unless you're close to me. Right? Does that make sense? I want to be known as a woman, a phenomenal woman, and let the accomplishment be, is my woman. Right? God made male and female. Right? Anything outside of female is God's glory. Right? So I'm not going to claim God's glory. I'm not going to claim the job titles. I'm not going to claim wife as it's all me, because I know that God is helping me. He brought that man or brought me to this man or whatever. So I know that a lot of the things that we're claiming glory for, it has everything to do with God and a little to do with us. And I'm okay with God getting the glory. And so I'll come and boast about my Father God because he deserves it. But what I deserve is to be the best version woman that God has ever seen or imagined in this era, so that I can say, at least I came back and presented myself to God. And so that is the goal of mine each and every day, is to say, be value, find a way to serve, find a way to help, find a way to listen, find a way to not speak. You know, that's how I add value. And I get that we may be different people, but any room that I'm in, however I'm increased, that's what's important to Queen Lady Honey, is to present the best woman and allow God to come and find new ways to get the glory in my life. Because as long as I'm the best woman that I know how to be, I know that God will get glory from me. Because my best is God's best for me. Right? So don't go out here and overcompensate because you want everyone to know what you don't know about yourself, and that's that you matter. Right? No one is really taking you serious when you run off the different things that you've accomplished. No one cares if your attitude is poor, if you don't self-love yourself, if you're not self-aware, right? People, y'all forget that emotional intelligence is important too. Divine intelligence is important too. Titles are not important to every person. There's a certain group of people that go crazy for power. And then there's a group of people that know, the few that are chosen, that know that you can be the most powerful in the room and the most quiet and the most effective. So why would we brag about something that's loaned to us? That's the difference between the world. The world shouts out their title. They shout out their authority because they think that that's something to brag about. Bro, you just bragging that God did something for you that you're not even giving God the credit for. You're not even serving God. But he's still keeping you. He's still responsible for your breath. So that's not even a brag. That's ignorance. That's a blind person speaking to me. As a person with scales on their eyes. Because if you're not putting God before whatever you're about to say, then I know that you're full of pride. So I'm not impressed by someone thinking that they dress themselves to be who they are. So if you're a person that goes and you like to brag, you know, be still and know that God is Lord. You have no one fooled. You have no one fooled by trying to rattle off this list of accomplishments. Well, you know, deep down, that's not enough for you. You're still not satisfied. And see, the people that are truly satisfied that you may think that are boasting, they're not boasting. All they're doing is relinquishing their rights to the credits of the blessing. And in that, it sounds like a boast because God keeps increasing those that are meek, that are lowly, because we already know that we are it. We are the it factor. We know that we have the attention of the room. So we're not going to sit there and be like, all eyes on me, huh? No, because that's corny. We're going to allow the people that are the loudest to project. But when the room is mute, we know who they're turning to. The people that can perfect the room, not entertain it. Because when people are hurting, they forget the sound of the news of the title and the entitlement of God's blessing. They turn their attention to the person that can turn it around for their good. Because it's God in them that's turning around and shifting the atmosphere. And so it's such a blessing to share, because I hope that I'm opening my mind, opening my heart with the Holy Spirit to show you like how you really acknowledge God when you love God. When you love God, is less about you and more about God, right? Right. In my last episode of Being Still, you heard me weep on the podcast because I acknowledged what God was using in my life, which was vulnerability with you all and in that classroom, so he can make me the better version of myself, so I could be better for you all and that classroom. And I gave God all the credit for doing that, saying I'm not enough for that. So you don't have to brag or boast as a child of God because you're not enough for the assignment. You need God to increase you. So you have to decrease in order for God to increase. So God is the only spirit that we should be bragging about. Okay, because if you're not bragging about God, then you're bragging about Satan. And you have compromised yourself and given over your goodness and your mercy that follows you to fall in a trap. And you are, my friend, in a stronghold, in a pit, and you're wrestling with darkness, not light. So guys, I'm God's queen, Lady Honey. It is my pleasure to serve you, to honor you with my time. I hope that you were blessed, and I hope that you will course correct and make those changes that you need to make. And it's in love. But in closing, I like to freestyle to my Daddy God, Daddy King. God the Father, I thank you so much that you have changed my mindset of how I speak about the good that happens in my life. I don't know where, I don't know when, I began to pinpoint that you should be accredited for all of the things that are working out for my life. But whenever it happened, I'm grateful that it happened. And I'm happy that I can expose that truth, that it did happen, that I'm doing nothing on my own merit, that I'm doing all things to please you, to honor you, and to receive more of your kingdom identity so I can know exactly what my place is as a child. Thank you, God, for allowing me to be a student of Christ Jesus. Help me steward this power and might so that I could stabilize this power, and so that this power won't swallow me up, but I'll have control and self-management with this. God, thank you for the listeners on the other side. We do love them. Again, I am Queen Lady Honey, asking us all to stay up, stay blessed, stay encouraged. Until next time.